really stands by itself. It's definitely a continuation of what we've been doing up until now. And what we're going to do is, I'm going to keep Shir relatively brief today because it's at a strange time. What we're going to do, Be'ez Hashem, is go through the Gemara in Chulin, what the Gemara in Chulin says, discuss the difficult psak of the Rambam, and then point out a very important question that's raised in the poskim in explaining this Rambam. That's the goal for today. Now, the Gemara in Chulin on Chuf Chaf on the Beis raises a very interesting shita, which the Gemara connects directly to the sugyas that we've been doing up until now. The Gemara says, thank you. There's only one dear Gemara. That's my actual the shas that I learned Chulin years ago. Okay. So the Gemara says three lines from the top. The Gemara quotes a brisa. Now the brisa over there that the Gemara Chulin is discussing, Gemara is raising in the context on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph, which I didn't ask you to do. The Gemara Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph discusses, as we mentioned from the Chacham Tzvi already, we discussed the idea of what happens if you have liquefied chametz. We alluded to that. We discussed also beer, whether beer qualifies as chametz d'oraisa. So the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph says that if you liquefy chametz on the first wide line, if you have that Gemara over there, on the first wide line, the Gemara says that qualifies as the Yisur D'Oraisa says chametz as well. Now, once the Gemara does that, the Gemara brings up other Yisurim as well. Three lines from the top on Kuf Chaf on the base. V'hadisanya ha-tevel v'ha-chadosh v'ha-hekesh v'ha-shvi'is v'ha-klayim kulon mashkin ha-yotze v'en kemosan. Now the Gemara expands it. The Gemara says that this halacha applies to all other Isurim as well. The Mashkin Ayotze Mehen. So, could anybody give me an example? What is that when we're talking about Tevel? What would that be? When we're talking about Tevel? Any type of juice? Fruit juice. Right. The Gemara says that these fruit juices, now notice the Lashon HaGemara, Hayotze Mehen Kimosan, is considered Mamish like them. That's what the Gemara says. It's considered as if it's the actual Isur itself. Now, the Gemara then tries to deal with what the Makar is. The Gemara suggests, Minalam, what's the Makar? The Gemara suggests maybe we'll learn from the other Isurim that were mentioned on Kuf Chaf, Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, no. Those Isurim we're not going to learn from. Malahana Shekain Isur Abba Me'ela. Those Isurim came by themselves. Rashi explains that there's one on the list that doesn't come by itself. Hegdish. So let's say you were magdish a fruit. So then in such a case, the iser from the fruit was something that was created as a product of the person's hegdish. So that's different than an iser abba me'elov that was born that way, if you will, like klayim or like tevel. So for that reason, we cannot discuss the other isurim like chelev that were discussed on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph. That cannot be the source. Okay. And the Gemara struggles with what the source is going to be. And the Gemara ultimately discusses we're going to learn from Bikurim and Truma, which is similar to what we discussed already on the Tosis and Psachim of Chavda Aladam Beis, that we learn out the halachos of the Mashkin Shezavu from Truma. Now, what I want to bring out is one particular equation over here in the Gemara. About 15 lines into the Gemara says, first word of the line is Bikurim. The Gemara says, V'hadisnan. Now here, I got stuck. By the way, I spent a lot of time preparing the sugya, because this is a hard, hard, hard sugya. You'll see, I'm going to show you the different things that I thought of doing with you, and then I decided, no, we can't do it, it's too complicated. No, that's too complicated. I was up, I think, until about 3 in the morning last night, preparing shir. But I realized most of what I looked at is we're not ready for it. One of the things I got stuck on last night was V'hadisnan. That is, what's the Gemara doing by V'hadisnan? normally Vahadisnan is a kasha. Over here, Vahadisnan is the Gemara is saying that this issue of the mashkin that come out from Tevel, Chodesh, Hegdish, and Shviyas, and Klayim is related to this machlokis tanoim. And that's our machlokis tanoim, and that's why we're doing this. The Gemara says that this issue about Hegdish and Tevel, Chodesh, etc., that's going to be dependent on that Mishnah and Trumas. What does that Mishnah and Trumas say? Dvash tamarim v'yayin tepuchim v'chomet stavanias v'shar minei peyros shel truma Rabbi Eliezer mechayev kerem chomesh Rabbi Yeshua v'poter. By the way, the Yerushalmi in Perek Yud Aleph has a discussion, Mordechai Yaakov, about the question that you had asked. It was a long Yerushalmi, there are different gersos. This is what you were referring to, Michal, about whether Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're going to be chayev on the kerem or not. So the Rav that you showed me was taking sides. And one of the last night I saw that, it's an Arichas in Yerushalmi in Perek Yud Aleph. Okay. So now, we have the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. What does the Gemara mean? You tell me. What's pshat over here? When the Gemara says Vahadisnan, what's the Gemara bringing out when it says Vahadisnan? What's that? But that's not what the Gemara means over here. Here, the Gemara, when it says Vahadisnan, is one of the things I got stuck on. Vahadisnan does not mean that it's a contradiction. But rather, Vahadisnan means this is the same issue as the other issue. How is it the same issue as the other issue? How is it connected? How are the two issues connected? Yes, Eitan?
They were saying that that all these yayim tuchim and chomet throw, if they're truma, if they belong to truma, then you'd be chayim kerem chomesh, and that's machlokes Rav over here with bashkin, hayotzin, and kemosin.
Very good. The Gemara is saying that if you hold mashkin and yotzin and kemosin and have to finish off Eitan, it's going like whom? If you say mashkin, yotzin, kemosin, who's it going like?
It's
going to go according to Rebbe Eliezer, correct. But according to Rebbe Yeshua, you would not say mashkin, yotzin, kemosin. Why? Because according to Rebbe Yeshua, we don't consider the mashkin part of the food itself, and therefore you're not chayiv if you eat that juice. Correct, you're not chayiv to eat the juice. So ostensibly, the Gemara is tola the shayla of tevel, chodesh, hegdish, v'shvius, v'klayim. The Gemara is tola that in the machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua, which means that if we paskin may peros zeh ba'alma, what are we saying when we say may peros zeh ba'alma? What we're saying is that the product, the mashke that comes out tevel, chodesh, hegdish, v'shvius, and klayim, the product that comes out of it, all of those things would not be usher because it's Zeya Ba'alma. That's the chura what emerges, correct? Good. Okay. That's what the chura emerges from this Gemara. The problem, of course, is the Rambam. That the Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara, which way would we have expected the Rambam to paskin in the Shiloh? How would we have expected in regards to Tevel, Hegdish, and so on? Mashkin Hayotzim Yen. What would you have expected? Based on what you know up until then, so you did your stand up tzaddikot, what would you have expected? What's that? Yeah, well, what side would you have expected the Rambam to have taken? Sure, absolutely. Pass me on the map. You would. So, what would the Rambam paskin bottom line instead of using names? That shouldn't be Aser. That shouldn't be Aser. The Tevel, Chodesh, Hegdish, and so on, according to Rambam, you wouldn't expect should not be Aser. Why? Because in Maseches Brachos Ala Mechesam at Aleph, who do we paskin like? About May Peros, what bracha do you make? Shach, why? Rabbi Yoshua. Psachim, Chavdal, and Amadeus, where the Gemara discusses. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like? Rabbi Yoshua. So the Chura, if you read the Vahadisnan the way I just said it, which I checked up in the art scroll, and I saw that's how they read it, that Vahadisnan means that this issue is an Achlokis Tanoim. So if that's so, then what emerges is, one would have expected that when it comes to Sugya of Hegdish, Tevel, Chodesh, Svichai, Shviyas, and Klayim, all of them you would have said,
the mashkin ayotze then should be mutter because zeh ba'alma. Yes,
b'chol. That's the wording of how you. He doesn't say the halacha that it's exactly like the...
Wait, I didn't ask the question. You want to answer it.
You did. You say the Rambam.
I would have expected. Now I'm about to read the Rambam.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, go ahead. No, Michal, you're fine. Yes.
The Gemara in the Chulin, the halacha, according to everyone, it's
That seems to be, if you read it, I'll tell you, I read Vav, it's not originally as a kasha.
Yeah.
I read it as a kasha, you know what, I kept on going. And then I was already on the top of Chaf Aleph from Aved Aleph. I said to myself, where's the answer? And I said, wait a second, I'm just not reading Gemara correctly. So what did I do? So I tried reading a couple of times, and then I went to the art scroll and said, saw how to read it, because I got stuck.
Rashi.
Yeah.
Why they call it Truma, Machlokes is not a Bikur Machlokes.
Okay.
Rashi says it's learned from Truma and Chav Me'anach.
No.
Truma and that sugya never mentioned, Melvin was mentioned by Bikur, but specified.
Okay.
Like Truma never specified.
Okay.
If you never specify by Truma, then all drinks, it says in Rashi, all mashkin, regardless of what fruit, the drink is going to be like the fruit. And then they put the Truma, the Machlokes in, but Yeshua goes against that Truma whole thing. Because Truma never, by the Truma, they never.
Like Gemara said, it's totally in Domina Vukta Ba'asra, yeah. Like Gemara says, that's the Machlokes from Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer.
That's the answer.
Okay, so I see that most read it, like I had said, but this time that's totally not a kasha. If you want to read it differently, we'll sit down and read together. Okay? As we're going to see in a moment, the Lechem Mishnah reads it the way I just read it. So let's go with the assumption that I just read. The Va'adisnan is that the Gemara is being told. Now let's read the Rambam together. Noah, you want to read the Rambam out loud? Hatevel, read it loud.
The juice that comes out of the fruits is usher just like it is. They ain't looking at them. You won't be punished on them.
You don't get malchus. You won't get malchus.
Chutz yayin v'shemen shalalav v'yayin shal. Kreyakerem shalukin aleihen.
Shalukin.
Shalukin aleihen kederach. Shalukin al zaysim v'al novim shalom. Except for wine and oil, of Shemesh shall Arla regarding Arla, the Yayin shall Klei Akerem and the wine of Klei Akerem shall look at them kedusha.
That they get malchus. Okay, so first explain the halacha, Noah.
He says the opposite. He says that.
Wait, before the kasha, just the halachos. What are the halachos?
That regarding the. Juices that comes out of the fruit, that they would be, that they have the same din as the fruit.
They have the same din as the fruit, that they're usur kamosa. Notice, he's mamish using Lashon HaGemara. So Michal, part of what you were pointing out. Asura kamosa, which is the same Lashon HaGemara, four lines from the top, on Kuf Chaf, on the bays. And then he says, the exception is wine and oil. The exception of wine and oil, there you get malchus. Okay. So, what is the Rambam differentiate between wine and oil and other things? Malchus. But Isser? It is. It's that Isser. But the difference is whether you get Malchus or not. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, as the Lechem Mishnah points out, as we would have expected, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, Paskins like Rabbi Yoshua, that Mashkin and Yotzim Osan are not Chayiv. Take a look. Let's look a look at the beginning of the Lechem Mishnah, who spells this out. We're going to look at the Lechem Mishnah's first Kasha and his first Teretz. Asks the Lechem Mishnah, so now the first part he quotes Machlokas Rashi tells us that's not relevant to us. So we're going to skip a few lines into the Lechem Mishnah. We all have, beautiful, you guys photocopied the same edition. Va'od Amrusham. You have that? Va'od Amrusham in the, I think the edition almost all of us have. It's three lines from the top of the second column. Va'od Amrusham de Masnisim, de Eim Evir Bikurim Mashke, Elav Yotze, Minazesim and Avin, Asi Karebi Yoshua, Udelo Karebi Eliezer. We paskin, when it comes to Bikurim, the field is only wine and oil. Upaska Bilchas Bigur Perik Beis Alakadal, and that's how the Rambam paskins. V'chein Amrusham the Dvash Tamar Biyayin Tavul Dusharmin in Paris Truma Rebbe Shua Potter Ochlin V'chein Pasak a Rambam Perik Yiravul Nostrumas Halacha Beis. We see that Pasak also in Ilchas Truma said the Rambam Pasak Rebbe Shua. In other words, what we've been brainwashed is not that the Rambam's cholik on that. Well, we've been brainwashed, may Perozea Balma, the Rambam paskins that way. We're in Hilchas Trumas and Hilchas Bikurim. Yet in Hilchas Macholas Asuros, there we have the Rambam fudging it. He's not willing to say it's mutter. Now I come back to the first example that we had given. What would the Rambam say about sweat off of a human being? Right? So I don't know what the Rambam would say about that. But what the Rambam does say is he says that sweat of a fruit, if it's a fruit that's asur, is asur to drink. That's tevel. Why? May peros zeh ba'alma. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua. This is the big kasha. Now this big kasha, a lot of people spend a lot of time on. We're not going to spend a lot of time. This is not our primary sugi. We're not doing fulin kuf chafum abes. However, I do want to share with you the basic yisodos, because we really can't say to ourselves that we did the sugya Mei Peros without outlining some basic havanos within the Shitas Harambam, and then we'll be ready to be Masik Shmaitz Ali with the Ilfasa. I want to teach you a very fascinating discussion that revolves around this Rambam. Okay, this is the bomb kasha. Everybody follow the kasha? Now kasha number two is, if for some reason Isser is different, and Isser, we don't say Mei Peros. I don't know, that's really weird, right? Normally, when it comes to bracha zeh ba'alma, by Yisr, it's mamish the fruit itself. Then what's the other kasha? What's sarachiyu number two? What would be first difficulty is how come the Rambam's not following Rabbi Yoshua? That's kasha number one. What's kasha number two? Can anybody ask a more specific, a more detailed type of kasha? What's the more detailed type of kasha? Why is it? Beautiful notes, Jenna. Why is it? What's kasha number two? Yes?
If it is Asher, then why isn't Lofi?
Get Malkus, very good. Question number two is, then why is it that you're not getting Malkus? If it's Mamish the Yisra, if it's somehow Yisurim, we have some type of split, that when we're looking at it from the perspective of don't do this, we say, oh, it's fruit. It's like when our parents make rules that are inconsistent. When it's for our sister, they say one thing, and then when they say it to us, the opposite. So when it comes to mitzvahs, I say it's like the sister. It's like, no, it's okay. And then all of a sudden, it gets to Yisur, and they say, no, it's the fruit itself. Which one is it? That's kasha number one. And kasha number two is, and if you're going to say it's the Yisur, so then there should be Malkus. So Rabbi Osai, all I want to do with you today, it was all about Sheret, that today should be focused on Shalom Bayis. All I want to do with you today is share with you two basic approaches that you should know. One of it emerges beautifully from Pshat, which Vameivin Yavin, it was an old Vameivin Yavin, we already, in making a good lading in Pesachim, we already alluded to this Mahalach. Some I might remember where we alluded. Just in reading Gemara in the first day in Pesachim. That's one approach. And the other approach is I want to introduce you to a very classic approach of the Achronim, which has a fascinating implication to the sugya Mei Peros today. Which I never understood out of Zohar until I was Zohar to learn with you the sugya. Now I finally got to the bottom of it. My Rebbeim always said it over, but I never understood out of Sofer I had to do for me. Let me give you the classic approach to the Achronim that some Achronim really don't like. But let me give you a very famous approach. The Keren Ora. The Keren Ora is a very, very deep, beautiful sefer. In Nidorim, on Daf Nun Beis, in a long Arichos on our Sugya of Mei Peros, the Keren Ora is the brother of the Mishkanos Yaakov. They were Talmidim of Yeshivas Velazhen. So the Keren Ora suggests Daf Nun Beis in a dark. The Keren Ora in a long Arichos, and this is how. Oh, I have it photocopied for you. Not the Keren Ora, but I'll show you in a moment. Rav Sternbuch quotes this. in the, yeah, we can pass it out already. The Karen Ora suggests that there's a sugya of Bechoros, and the Talmidim alluded to this a little bit in our discussion, and that is the sugya, the Gemara in Bechoros, the Gemara in Bechoros says, the Gemara in Bechoros talks about the idea, Hayotze min ha'asur asur. And that is that something that came out of something which is asur is asur. For example, if you have an egg, a bird that lays an egg, which is a bird that's treif, so the Gemara says that even though it's a separate entity, it's called hayotze min ha'asur is asur. That's the sugya in Bechoros and Davot. The Karen Ora suggests that even though we say mei peros zeya ba'alma, but it's not zeya ba'alma to the point that we don't consider it yotze min ha'asur. It's still hayotze min ha'asur. So therefore, in regards to bracha, it's not going to get a bracha. In regards to what else did we have aside from bracha in psachim, in regards to truma, it's not considered mamish the truma itself. That's considered that you ate the pri. However, is the food mutar? No. There's exeris ha'kasa, b'choros davov, that says hayotze min ha'asur is asur. Now, Hayotze min ha'asur asur is not the halacha of that's the Yisr itself. It's not the Yisr itself. Really, the Yisr is the bird. But there's a separate chidush hakra that says whatever comes out of the Yisr is also asur as well. If that's so, he wants to claim that that's what's going on in the Rambam. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yoshua, the halacha would be that the meperos is there ba'alma. According to the Karen Ora, you're going to have to say that the vahadisnan does not mean that just because it's asur, therefore the truma, it's still going to be have all the dinim of truma of its juice. No, that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying is vahadisnan, we have a similar type of discussion when it comes to truma, but not necessarily the exact same discussion, no. Why? Because there's a separate halacha in the sugya b'choros hayotze min ha'asur asur. This is one approach within the Rambam, and the Karen Ora uses this in many places in sugya mei peros, which comes to teach us that again, according to this approach, mei peros zeh ba'alma does not mean that it's mamish sweat. It's not mamish sweat, it's mamish nothing. It is something. It's just not considered the actual Isser itself. And the Chiddush HaYotze Min HaAsur Asur is that you don't need to be considered the actual Isser. But to make a bracha on it, then it needs to be the actual fruit. For the Chiyuv of Truma, then it needs to be the actual fruit. And the Mazik Truma is only if it's the actual fruit itself. Okay. Now, Rav Osai, let me share with you something really, really exciting. What's the halacha if you go to somebody's house and he serves you orange juice and you're not sure if he took off Truma Semaisris? So if you take a look at the photocopy in front of you, you'll see how the two issues are connected in a moment. This was said over, I heard this from my Rebbeim, I heard both from Rav Braunspiegel and Rav Schefter, in the name of the Brisker Rav. It's not in print from the Brisker Rav, but I finally found it, that Rav Sternbuch has it ostensibly Rav Sternbuch writes on the Moadim, it's the same Moadim Uzmanim. But he quotes this Brisker Rav in the photocopies in front of you, on page Chav Vav and Chav Zayin, where he discusses that the Brisker Rav had a radical shita. And the Brisker Rav's radical shita is the following. He held that you're stuck. The only way we pass can make peros is Zeh Balma. So, you can't be mafrish truma from the orange juice itself. It's only Zeh Ba'alma. On the other hand, if it was tevel, it's now tevel, you're not allowed to drink it. The Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish wrote it, I didn't see explicitly, the Marim Makom that they give is the Chazon Ish. I don't see it explicitly in the Chazon Ish's words, but it's well known. This is well known already. In Simen Zayin Os Aleph, the best place to see a summary of it, this is another, let me introduce you to another fantastic Sefer. All of Mitzos Hatzuyos Ba'aretz have been put out in an excellent compendium, collection, about five or six, he's not going to college, five or six different books, tongue in cheek, five or six different books, don't take me seriously, five or six different books called Mishpatei Aretz by a lot of fantastic Talmidei Chacham put their work into it. They've really done a very, very good job. Okay, it happens to be that this comes from the Beis Medrash of Rav Eliyashiv. And there are some Datilu Mi people who have a slightly different tradition. Okay, that's fine. But it's really a fantastic compendium. If you ever have a Shaila Mitzvah Satulias Baritz, this is one of the best places to go. Say for Mishpatei Aretz. Anyhow, in Perik Aleph, Halacha Dalit in the Mishpatei Aretz, they quote the position of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish, they quote both positions, but the Chazon Ish's position that says that you can take off on the fruit juice. Meikar the din of the Chazon Ish held, it's not even Chayiv at all. It's Zeya Ba'alma, right? May Paris is Zeya Ba'alma. We're going to discuss tomorrow the Chazon Ish's sheet about Tropicana oranges. Let's talk about an orange that was generally bred to be a fruit. So it's May Paris is Zeya Ba'alma. However, we see our Rambam, and here it gets a little bit tricky. According to the Chazon Ish, the Rambam over here holds it's only an Isur Derabbanan. It's only some type of Isur Derabbanan. Because at the end of the day, May Peros is Zeya Ba'alma. Right? It's a little bit difficult. Yeah? It's a Shita Pnei Yeshua too. If you want to see the whole so they give a whole list of... they do an excellent job in collecting all the Shitas. So there, the Chazon Ish holds, you could be mafresh from the orange juice. But the Brisker Rav said no. The Brisker Rav said you're caught in a quandary. It's not the fruit, but the juice which came from the Isser. So Rav Sternbuch says, oh, what emerges is like this. Take a look at the photocopy that you have in front of you. He quotes the Brisker Rav in page Chavav. He quotes the Brisker Rav's Mahalach that I said to you, and that is that you're stuck. On the one hand, it's Zeya Ba'alma. On the other hand, the fruit, it's also there because it's still considered Teva. And then he points out on page Chav Zayin, he points out that according to the Karen Ora, that says Hayotze Min Asur Asur, now we understand why you're going to be stuck. Everything is beautiful. Beautiful, but Asur. It's Hayotze Min Asur Asur. The fruit juice is now Asur. What's going to be with doing Hafrasha? You can't do Hafrasha. Why? Because it's not the Isser itself. It's only Hayotze Min Asur. You can't do Hafrasha. So you're stuck. It's Asur, the fruit juice is Asur for Hayotze Min Asur. On the other hand, you can't do Afrasha. And Hayotze Min Asur, according to this approach, the Rambam only holds, doesn't get Malkus. It's Kemosan. It has the din of the Isur, but there's no Chiyuv Malkus. This is approach number one in being Miyashin. Again, it's the Keren Ora that says it's based on Hayotze Min Asur Asur, that's Aleph, and Rav Sternbuch says that if you take that approach, then the Brisker Rav's Havana, in terms of Halacha L'Maisa and Trumas Maestras, is Muvan. And in many ways, in terms of the Rambam, it fits best in the Rambam. The Chazon Ish is Ma'alef, to say that it's only Midrabanan. The Chur from the Rambam, it's a little bit shmer to say that it's only Midrabanan. On the and the Gemara says, May Peros Zeya Ba'alma. So, but this is a Chazon Ish Shita, it's a machlokas to this day. Whether you could be mafrish, trumas and maizes are orange juice, or you're stuck. Rav Shechter, when he said over this sugya, he didn't give us all this background. He just quit. He just said over quickly. Also, Rav Brownfield didn't give us this background. He didn't teach us the Gemara Kulin and so on. the Rav Shechter said that when they told the Brisker Rav that the Chazon Ish says that you can be mafrish, so the Brisker Rav said that's the difference between me and the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish believes that every problem has a solution. It can't be that it's tevel and you can't be mafrish. Can't be it's tevel and can't be mafrish. And I believe there are some problems that have no solutions. So that was it happens to be it fits into their world hashkafat olam as well. But this is the machlokas, the fascinating machlokas, which all emerges. Hayotzei mina asur is whether that's going to create. That's what Sternbuch says. That's going to create a phenomenon. According to the Karen Ora, your mamish is going to be stuck. It's not the fruit itself. Not the fruit itself. But at the same time, it's hayotzei mina asur, and it's going to be an isur d'oraisa. So if you have orange juice that the orange had no afrasha, then you're not going to be able to do anything. The Chazon Ish did not understand this way. The Chazon Ish said it came down to a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Came down to a chiyuv d'rabbanan. And on a d'rabbanan level, they allow you to do it. You can't be mafrish the orange juice on the fruit v'amevin yavin, because the fruit has a chiyuv d'oraisa, and the orange juice is going to only have the din d'rabbanan, but you would be able to be mafrish from the orange juice itself. You will be able to mafrish from the orange juice itself because it's only a chiyuv d'rabban. Who fits better in the Rambam over here? I'm not taking sides. These are goni olam. I'm not taking sides. But just from our narrow lens, who fits better into the Rambam? Right now, the Brisker Rav's mahalach fits in the Rambam itself. It's better. Which, by the way, the Chazon Ish might. I didn't see the Chazon Ish discuss this Rambam. Could be the Chazon Ish says we don't ask like this Rambam. That's also a possibility. But within the Rambam itself, the Brisker Rav's chash really makes a lot of sense. I had in mind originally to the Meimar Mokom, not to give me the Gemara Chulin, but Rav Sternbuch, if you take a look at your photocopy, has a Yerushalmi. With a Brisker Rav has a Yerushalmi that's mamish mafurish like him. But if you think the Gemara Chulin was hard, Yerushalmi is five times harder. So I decided, but for those of you who are ambitious, please take a look at the Yerushalmi. But this is the general strokes of this whole discussion. And this is how it emerges from, as we see, our struggle of what does it mean that May Peros is a Obama. Yes, Ben?
Maybe please just punch on the list of and Chazon Ish just how that fits back into that general.
The Chazon Ish is not going with that Yotzei Min Aser. The Brisker Rav? Yeah. The Brisker Rav Mahalach is the following. Let's take it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's start from the Gemara until the way Rav Sternbuch presents the Brisker Rav. It's going to be one straight approach. The Gemara says that Ayotzei min HaTevel is going to be Osir, but you don't get Malchus. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So at first glance, we think that the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be Osir, but according to Rabbi Yoshua, it's going to be Mutter. But that's going to be very problematic, because how could the Rambam Paskin like the Isser, if the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yeshua in other places? The answer is that we don't read the Gemara that way. The Gemara is not saying it's totally the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara is saying we have a similar Machlokas, but it's not the same Machlokas. Why? Because upstairs, three lines on the top, is the Isser of Ayotzei Min Asur Asur. And that Isser of Ayotzei Min Asur Asur is a separate Isser that doesn't get Malchus. That's what it seems that the Rambam is assuming. It doesn't get Malchus. And if we take that approach, then the Shita of the Brisker Rav, as far as Trumas and Maisers by oranges, is Mamish Muvan. That you're Mamish stuck. Why? Because the Tevel is Ayotzei Min HaAsur, which the Rambam says, Isurin Kamosan. But at the same time, you can't be Mafrish it, because we don't consider it the fruit itself. If you say that it's considered the fruit itself, then you would be able to be Mafrish. But we don't consider it the fruit itself. And that's what Zeh Ba'alma means. That's not considered the fruit itself. So that's the sheet of the Brisker Rav that fits beautifully in the Rambam. We said that the Chazon Ish holds not that way. The Chazon Ish holds that you are able to be mafrish. How did the Chazon Ish read this Rambam? So I looked around. I didn't see much in the Chazon Ish about this. That's something to work on. It might be as well, Nachon. It might be as well. Yes, you. Everything is fair game. Everything is fair game now to work on. I just wanted to share with you this basic yisod. In other words, it's not the pshat that May Peros is one thing when it comes to Yisur. No, it's based on the idea that Yotzei Min Asur Asur, which again brings out the idea that it's not sweat. It's not stam sweat. No, it's considered ayotze min ha'asr. Unless you're going to be mechadish and say that ayotze min ha'asr means that sweat, even sweat of a person is going to be asr. Presumably that's not what it means. It still has a status. May Peiro still has a status of ayotze min ha'asr, and that has big nafkaminas la'alacha, will apply to many of these things. If you liquefy them, or if you squeeze them out and so on, whether they have a status of isr. From this Rambam is mashma that they do, and hence the chumra of the briskarav, that orange juice you're going to be stuck on. So Rav Schechter's joke might be the correct joke as far as their worldview, but in terms of pshat, it emerges, it's not just stam that briskarav decided it doesn't have a solution. It emerges from pshat in our, in the sugya of in chulin on kuf chaf on the base. That's going to be mahalach number one that I wanted to share with you. I wanted to share with you a different approach, which is not lahalacha, but is an ingenious approach, which we ourselves alluded to when we learned up the sugya in Pesachim. But first, I'll take questions. Yes.
So, what Rabbi Yeshua or the other people that hold like Rabbi Yeshua do with Hayosim Nasser Aser?
So according to this, Hadisna means that we had a similar type of discussion. But Rabbi Yoshua, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yoshua. And the Rambam holds it's going to still be Asur as Hayotze min ha'asur. Now we're going to see in a moment the Lecha Mishnah is not going to learn that way. And according to the Lecha Mishnah, you're right, the Hadisna will be Mamish, will be Tolu Zebizeh. But this way is now we're learning that it's not that the two dinim are Tolu Zebizeh. That's what we have to say. Yes.
We're going from where Noah is coming from, but Truma is a case of Malachas Asuras, right? Because whether you're Chayav or Potter in the Truma means that it, whether then you'll be whether be an, it will be also for you to taste it if you don't do that Chayav, don't do that Truma or not. So then how? So if this is Malachas Asuras, then Rabbi Yeshua should hold Chayav on the Yain Tapuzim, Yain Tapuchim, because well. Because it's coming from something that's Usher, because the Tabuchim were originally Usher. So where's Rabbi Yeshua standing if we hold like that then?
If we hold that Yotzim in Usher is Usher, so now you're asking, what's Rabbi Yeshua's Shita? Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're not Chayiv. The answer is that for Truma, the Chiyuv is to eat the Pri of Truma, not to eat HaYotzim in Usher.
It's Usher though.
It's Usher, but you're not going to be Chayiv as someone who is Ochel Truma. You're gonna be considered as if someone who ate, if it was tevel, you ate something that was aser. He ate something that was aser, but it's not that he ate truma mamish. It's that dichotomy. He didn't eat truma mamish.
But we have tevel as one of the cases. So tevel
the iser of eating tevel is the iser of eating iser. Iser tevel, not the fruit. Truma is the fruit.
Exactly, but the thing about the truma is that if you're not chayv to do truma on it, right?
Right.
Thus, it makes it tevel. So then, like, how can you like when it's chayv to be done?
You're pointing out that you have a fascinating dichotomy. That you're pointing out that the shame truma and tevel are two different things. That's right. Truma, the identity of truma and the identity of tevel are two distinct things. You'll learn trumas and decide whether it's right or wrong.
I'm not holding trumas. So.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what's trumas. I just got.
Rabosai, the second approach I wanted to share with you is inside the Lechem Mishnah. Let's take a look at this fascinating halakha of the Lechem Mishnah. I think that this is mamish misameach. This approach, it doesn't help us la halakha, but it's a. I think it's particularly misameach because we ourselves alluded to this when we learned the Gemara itself. Where should we pick up? Where he says, I'm going to answer the first kasha. Notice, Rabosai, how we're just scraping the iceberg. We're only taking the first kasha of Lechem Mishnah and the first teretz of Lechem Mishnah. There's so much more on this, but these are the basic yisodos. Second column, Ulakushya Rishona, five lines in, well, not second. I might be confused when I say second column. Next page, first column, Ulakushya Rishona. You have it over there? Oh, you only have one page? Oh, boy. All right. For those of you who have a Rambam, I have one Rambam by my Makom, if you want to take there. And for those of you who have, look on with others. And there's one more Rambam here. I'd like to do with you inside for those who don't, then read it over afterwards. Says the Lecha Mishnah. Ulekusher Rishoni Yesh Lomar. The Rabbeinu Dachi Hachsugi the Perikor Barotev. Mikmei Ahi the Perikol Shok. The Shalom of Rabbi Yechon Koli Suru Shabbatera Ein Lankin Aleihem. Ela Dera Hanasa. Reb Zera Misaye Aleihem Masnisan. The Ein Soifkin Es Harbaim. Mishum Arla. Ela Yotze Min Azeisim. What did the Gemara in Pesachim say? The Gemara in Pesachim said what there was talking about the Isser of Achila is only Kederach Hanasan. What happens if a person imbibes Isser not the normal way to eat it? Let me dramatize, just for the sake of dramatization. Let's say a person put chalev in an ice cream cone. Imagine eating shalant in an ice cream cone, right? Although, I get, you know, my kids told me that they just came out that there's a store somewhere, some ice cream store that has shalant flavored ice cream.
It means they've had it for a decade.
Oh, you guys know, all right. So, the Farish Amara Muffin.
It's not new, it's old.
It's old, okay. So,
I never had the cuts.
All right. Sunday and Yeshiva had shalant. Okay, so, all right. So now let's say someone ate chalev. Someone ate chalev from an ice cream cone. Let's assume for a moment that shalol kederach hanasan, right? Eating chalev is chalant, okay? Just trade for chalant. Shalol kederach hanasan. So what would the halacha be in such a case? And the answer is that's only nisur derabanan. It's not nisur deraisa. That's what our Gemara Pesachim was discussing. It was talking about that instance where a person ate shalol kederach hanasan. To which the Gemara then goes on, and the Gemara brings a proof from the sugya of Meperos. Meperos! By the way, you see how things have changed? Juice! Who would drink juice? In those days, drinking the fruit of the juice was like eating chalent from an ice cream cone. So the Gemara says, who does that? No one does that. Says the Gemara, no. That's not the reason you're potter according to Rabbi Yoshua. The reason is because of Zera Balma. Okay, that we just did review on the Gemara Pesachim. Sounds familiar, everybody? Right? We're familiar. So says the Gemara Sham. The Gemara says over there, V'dachi Abaye Hasayata V'dumah Shemnav Zeh Bamu V'kiv on the Kaimelon K'Rabbi Yochanan Who could the Pasuk Rabbein L'Kamon Islan Lomar Dasiyata Havisiyata. Who says we paskim Eperos Zeh Balma? Maybe you know why you're not chayiv according to Rabbi Yoshua? Is because it's like eating the chalent in the ice cream. In the ice cream cone. Aval mikol mokom isur min haTorah. Who says we paskin zeh ba'alma? Maybe you don't. Maybe we paskin it shalol kederach hanasan. It's still going to be aser. Shekol isur shalol kederach hanasan isur ha'ika. Ubraisa the Telah Khadish Mashkin Yosan Kamostav Shlok Der Khanasan. Iko bi Isura. Miha. Umaida Kamer Kamalsan Havalini Isura. It's what is it, Kamalsa? It's Mavish like the Isur itself. It's just you're not eating it in its normal way, you're not drinking it in its normal way. So we pointed out when we read the Gemara then that there are two ways to understand Meperos. Either may peros it's a chisaron in the cheftza of the peros that's not it's not a real pri. Or no, really it is considered the fruit. Like you and I look at it as juice today as being real part of the fruit. It's just what? It's not the normal way to have enough from that fruit. Says the Lecha Mishnah very simply, very beautifully. It could very well be that on this front, the Rambam Paskin like that svara of the Gemara, Pesachim Chav Dalet Amud Beis. He says, Chulin rejects it. But Pesachim in the Hav Amina supports it. And then it works in beautifully. It answers both of our questions. It's still the Isur D'Oraisa. And it's still a full-fledged part of the Isur. And the reason you don't get Malkus is you don't get Malkus of Shalom Kederach HaNosan. That's approach number two of the Das HaRamba. So first approach is to say that we're being mechadish this new yisod alayotzim in a aser by mashk by meperos, to which the Brisker Rav uses the halacha, And the second way is to use the Hava Amina in the Gemara Pesachim and to claim that the Rambam is going to pass him like that Hava Amina. And that's beautiful. That it's Mamish the Yisr Kemosan. Just ain't Loki, because if you do something, Shalkadar Chanos, and there's no Malkus. Aye, we pass him a pair of Zeyah Ba'alma. Who says?
The Gemara in Brachos.
Brachos! Ah, what about Brachos Lam Chesam and Alma? So we leave off with Aaron asking a Tzarek Yun. How does the Rambam, now we get to finally open up our Gemara Brachos again. Aaron Yitzchak's dad's Gemara Brachos sitting there. He's waiting to open up again. So let's open up our Gemara Brachos, and now we're going to segue to tomorrow's Shir. Let's open up our Gemara. And let's just trace the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, the Rambam in the Arach HaZakha. Let's look up our Gemara. Where does the Rambam and how does the Rambam paskin this halacha in regards to Meperos? Let's take a look. And now we've come back from this fascinating sugya and the very fascinating application to it. Gemara says, Haidu Shetaru Varkan Lo Shakon Yevidvaru. Perek Ches Hilchas Brachos. Halacha Dalit. So you have the Rambam in your back, right? Your Oz Vahadars. So please read the Rambam for me. Can I borrow someone's Rambam Zmanim? I don't have an Oz Vahadars for sure. Perekhes Halacha Dalit. And this Rabosai, we've come back to Mesechta's Brachos. We're gonna see the Rambam's Psak, because we really didn't look it up yet. We're going to see the Rambam's Psak. And then tomorrow I'm going to ask you to look up the Rush. And then the Tor Beis Yosef. Mishnah Brura Ber Halacha Kazanish, bottom line for juice, and then we're moving on to Trima on Tuesday, okay? So Monday is going to be the Rosh and the Tor Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura Ber Halacha Kazanish, and any other important poskim that will emerge, and then we'll be ready to go back to the Sugya of Trima. Perekes Halacha Dalet. Go ahead.
Which Halacha?
Halacha Dalet, Avram. Yerakos, Perekes Halacha Dalet, Yerakos Shedarkon.
Yerakos Shedarkon Hashlek, Shalkan Nevarapame, Shalak Shalan, Barei Priyat Nama. Wush the Shalkan Mishtot Mimehen, Shimeme Ashlokot, Kishlokot, Mokot Shedarkon Mishtotan.
Ah, so this is really interesting. The Rambam is about to discuss juice, and first he contrasts it with vegetables that are cooked. He says vegetables that are cooked, the bracha is bari pri adama. Now Rabosai, notice that this is going to come out in the other Rishonim as well. Here the Rambam says, what are you drinking when it came to vegetable soup? What did you drink, Avram Yitzchak? What does it say over here in the Rambam? What did you drink? Did you drink a bit of vegetables? No, not necessarily. Just the water. That's enough to give you a bar pi adama. Okay, but who's your shulkan?
Who's your shulkan? Me stok me man, she may be a shulkot. Keshulkot, the mokum she dark on me stok. Last tomorrow, the broken of the fila shakal. Well, tomorrow, the machan beyad, the zigar inan, the eating children, the asan kmo isa.
Oh, so Rambam does say that dvash that comes out of the tamar gets a shahakal. Is there something interesting in the Rambam's formulation to respond to Aaron? It's not a raya, but what is interesting over here? He never says meperos zeyah v'alma. All he says is dvash tmorim gets a shahakal. He doesn't say meperos zeyah v'alma. So Aaron's kasha to me was, how could we say that the Rambam holds that we consider meperos the actual fruit, and it's only shelo kederach hanason? At the end of the day, the Gemara calls it meperos as zeyah ba'alma. So I only have a half an answer for Aaron. You maybe develop the other half. My half of the answer is that the Rambam never called it Zeyah Ba'alma. And now you guys got to go to Tmura, Truma, and Bikurim and see, does the Rambam paskin that when it comes to Truma and Bikurim, That's a Baal. According to Lecha Mishnah, it sounds like he's not. Why then does it get a shahakol? So maybe the Rambam holds, if it's not a fruit, by definition, it's going to get a shahakol. But Lav Dafkudu would go so far as to say it's a Baal. Because it's not a fruit. But Lav Dafkudu, we're going to say it's a Baal. So that's my response, Aaron, to your question. So we leave off with a little Aaron's kasha and a half an answer. Be'ezer Hashem, for tomorrow, I want you to keep this Rambam in mind while going back to the machlokas between the Rosh and the Rajba, and then we'll go on to the Tor Beis Yosef and to the Poskim, and finally get to the Halacha Maisa of Mei Peros. But remember this fascinating Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, and it could be, as Rav Sternbuch points out, that the it's a relatively famous mahalach of the Brit Skurav as far as Trumas and Maestros are concerned, that orange juice might fit in beautifully. I never saw anybody say this until I saw Rav Sternbuch, because my Rebbeim always just said it. I had no idea where it was coming from. So number one is this complicated Yerushalmi that we didn't do, but the Rambam itself might be...